drought has reduced the level of Italy's Lake Garda to a 15-year low. Italians are holidaying in the hills instead of their beaches to try and escape high heat. Water levels are low across the country. The country's tourism, energy generation, agriculture and ecosystems are all under threat. Irana Suave is a journalist for Corriere della Sera in Milan, and she's with us now. Irana, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Our hot summer in Ireland looks like it's almost over here. Tell us what it's been like where you are this summer.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, and thank you for calling. These days, the sun is seems to be giving us some respite, because July has been scorching. The first week of August has been scorching. Now I'm not using my air conditioner, which I'm glad of. But that's been a tough summer. I believe the hottest in a century, but more, the hottest, maybe the hottest recorded.
And tell us about how difficult it's been to live in Italy this summer.
Excuse me, how difficult it has been
to survive the heat.
One thing is significant. Everybody, like 5 years ago, everybody was just going to the seaside, and you were trying. And Italian summer was more or less just trying to be at the seaside as much as you could. Whereas this year, everybody is just going to the mountains or to the hills. I included. I was a big fan of the seaside myself, but there's 50 degrees, and it starts no longer resembling a vacation, but a torture. So everybody's going to the mountains, and you can notice that because hotels and tourism facilities in the mountains have been upping their prices a lot. So once it used to be a cheaper holiday, and now it's an expensive holiday because everybody's requesting places where you can, cool off.
Yes. Tell us about what's happening at Lake Garda.
Well, as you were correctly mentioning, almost every body of water in Europe, also Lake Garda, is experiencing its lowest water level ever. There's places where it's 1 meter and a half, and that has forced the administration to change the kind of boats which cross it. I don't know the technical names of those boats, but the usual ferries that you use to take to cross the lake are useless because the water is not deep enough. And there's another uncannily beautiful effect, which is that new beaches are being discovered, because they used to be covered by water, and now you've got those new beautiful white stone beaches, which would be beautiful if you didn't understand that they come from a place of the lake being depleted. But that's the situation. I don't believe tourism has been affected yet, because the charm of this location is unscathed, but I believe it will be, because it's going to be more and more difficult to provide for tourists,
Irana Soave, a journalist for Corriere della Sera in Milan. Glad to hear you're getting some relief from the hot summer. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.